And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. Pro-life senators are fighting to stop the federal government from treating unborn children like lab experiments. A couple of senators have reintroduced the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would ban trafficking aborted babies' body parts and forbid federal agencies from funding research using tissue from aborted children. Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey is bringing the fight to Planned Parenthood, ordering them to stop dispensing abortion pills for failing to comply with state law. Bailey's cease and desist letter cites statistics showing nearly 5% of women who take chemical abortion pills require emergency medical intervention, yet Planned Parenthood has no approved plan to handle these complications. And meanwhile, in Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton is prosecuting two individuals for operating illegal abortion businesses. Paxton reminded lawbreakers they face up to 99 years in prison and $100,000 in fines per illegal abortion. CNN has named trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney as its Game Changer of the Week, continuing mainstream media's promotion of gender ideology. In the profile, Mulvaney recounted telling his mother as a four-year-old boy that God made a mistake by putting a girl into a boy's body. Harvard University made a pretty big announcement now, saying that it will offer free tuition for families making under $200,000 annually and free housing, food, and health services for those making under $100,000. The university's acceptance rate stands at just 3.59%, making those generous financial terms largely irrelevant for most American families. In Arizona, lawmakers are debating a bill requiring hospitals receiving state funds to verify patients' citizenship status. Senator Wendy Rogers emphasized the information would remain confidential and not be shared with immigration authorities. The goal is simply tracking how much taxpayer money Arizona spends on health care for illegal immigrants. Predictably, the ACLU is fear-mongering, suggesting the measure would prevent people from seeking medical care. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau left quite the legacy on his way out the door, spending a staggering $11.2 billion on so-called gender-based programs in foreign countries during his decade in power. Meanwhile, something more hopeful is happening in bookstores. Bible sales have soared 87% in the UK since 2019, with similar increases in the US and Russia. Even secular outlets like the Wall Street Journal have noticed the trend, with young people driving much of the renewed interest. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.